Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mitchell trying to get to third. Vallow throws the ball into Joost, who relays the ball to Majeski, who tags Mitchell for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is walked intentionally. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Guerra moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Garcia now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juice is 0 for 2 in the game. Juice takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Juice moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Juice moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Chapman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Majeski fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Majeski. Chapman throws the ball into Juice, who tags Vernon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Bubba Harris now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Don White pinch hits for Wally Moses. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter pinch hits for Nelly Fox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don White now playing right field. Pete Suter now playing second base. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Bubba Harris. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Fain moves to second. Satchel Paige now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.